The petition is centered around a proposal that we are presenting to the city later this month to produce an active transportation corridor that connects the north end to the south end of Halifax, but also veers out towards the Bedford Highway to eventually connect to the Bedford Highway bike lane. So really the petition is supporting that and also showing Halifax Council and Halifax staff that there is support out there for investing in cycling infrastructure and active transportation infrastructure, which isn't something that anyone's really brought forward in an official capacity, as far as we know, quite yet. So generally the reception is positive so far, but again, we haven't really formally introduced this plan to the city and asked them to pursue it. So after that, I think that point is where things will start to get really serious and people start kind of cracking down on the idea, analyzing it and seeing if it is cost effective and if it fits into the city's plans already. The corridor itself would be a connected, continuous bike lane, north and south, that would connect north and south Halifax. And we've actually proposed a route to HRM, or will be proposing a route to HRM. That would you would just see an extension of the South Park bike lane back to where Yonge Street starts. And it would continue forward along Bell Road to Citadel High, which it does already. That infrastructure is there already. Take a turn up Ahern and Trollope Street. And then along North Park Street, transition to Agricola, to Almond, over Almond to Windsor, and then we would take Windsor up to the Lady Hammond Interchange. So that's that route, whereas the petition is supporting the installation of an active transportation route, what we're saying is this route that we've chosen is probably the best bang for your buck as far as city spending is concerned. Like a practical route that really connects where people live, like in the north end, to where they may work. The biggest, you know, economic centers of our city being the hospitals, the defense base at Stadacona, and the universities. So really just connecting that to where people live in a very practical way as far through a connected route. Well, and we're trying to get like-minded organizations to really spread the word to their memberships as well, and to help spread the word to just people of Halifax, so that they can take the chance to go in, check out the petition, check out why we picked the route and why this would be like a progressive step forward for Halifax. It's just hard to really figure out what capacity the Active Transportation Advisory Committee has as far as approving projects or pushing projects forward to council. And I think this is something that, to be honest, they haven't really had very much to rally behind over the past couple of years that they've been active. So this is definitely going to give them something to work towards. It's just kind of selling them on this idea to the point that they choose to support it and actively pursue it. What we're proposing is not to totally prohibit cars from biking on this route. It might involve taking away some parking for the installation of bike lanes, but at the same time, whereas there's a great demand on transportation management in Halifax, it's only going to get worse if we don't take steps now to diversify our transportation modes in Halifax. So facilitating biking is one major way, I think, to really bring down the burden that kind of our car culture has on Halifax streets. The area of Agricola that we're looking at is just kind of a smaller section of the whole street, and we're still working out kind of the widths of Agricola and seeing what exactly can accommodate as far as bike lanes and parking. But worst case scenario is that if this proposal is taken into fruition completely, then we'd see parking on both sides being removed. I would like to see kind of 50% of them just parking on one side removed, and just the installation of two kind of narrower bike lanes. But again, we have to see like what the street can actually physically accommodate. And we're not looking for any sort of road expansion to accommodate cycling infrastructure either. It's just you working with what's there to make this corridor happen.
You don't want to get a jackhammer.
Oh God, no. No, I think Halifax has seen enough of that over the past few years. I'd like to put this whole expansion business to bed. I mean, if traffic is a problem, it's almost like arithmetic, like poor arithmetic on the city's part to try to solve. You have a car problem, so you try to add more cars to make less traffic. It just doesn't really make sense to me, and it didn't, especially during the whole Chevacto affair. It really didn't make sense.